So, Father, we thank you for the assignment of knowing how to manifest your sonship. We trust the mighty Holy Spirit who manifested Jesus' sonship to help us teach the body of Christ at large, every person who connected, to begin to see new avenues in their spiritual walk. We are so thankful. We'll give you all the credit and all the glory. Holy Spirit, help us to say it the way you want it to be said and to stop when you tell us to stop. We thank you for every person, every home we in tonight, every family, every ministry. We bless them all. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Just open your Bibles to John's Gospel, chapter 1. John's Gospel. Knowing how to manifest your sonship. While I was praying prior to this meeting tonight, I came to the church and prayed a couple hours. Then I prayed with the prayers before tonight's service. I heard the word landed. Landed. Usually when I hear a word, I ask God, I said, well, what is it, Lord? He said to me, the angels, plural, just landed. They are to help orchestrate the changes that are being made in your life and ministry and the people who are connected to the vision I've given to carry out for me. And you might make a note on that connection, Psalm 103, verse 20. Through 22, I'm not going to go into it, but I had that word came to me. Now, I have some 30 points here. We only got the two on Sunday. But I'm down at the bottom because there's something to say to me about manifesting sonship. Then I'm going to read my introduction again from our last setting. And now, you're going to have to be flexible in the spirit. You're going to have a flexible mantle because the spirit digs things out, put things in. And so we have to recognize that don't ever become completely satisfied because there's always more. So he spoke these words about manifesting sonship. It will stop stagnation. Stop stagnation. It will stop all stupidity in your life. The areas that slip up on you. It will stop all stubbornness. It will stop stealing or you being stolen from. And then he said, tell them this revelation and get out of the shadows of the world. You no longer will be in the shadows of the world. You won't longer be in the shadows of welfare, Social Security, et cetera, the economy of the world or whatever. You won't be in those shadows. And he says, and stand in the word becoming flesh. Because Jesus is not the only word to become flesh. When revelation, when wisdom, when insight come upon you and you act upon it, the word become flesh through you. Now, in John's Gospel, chapter 1, we read verse 12. Let's go back to verse 12 again. But as many as received him, to them gave the power, he gave power to become the sons of God. You see that? Even to them that believe on his name. 13 verse says, which was, were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld his glory. So there's a certain amount of glory you contain. When you manifest your sonship, that glory begin to be manifested. Are you following me? Mm-hmm. See, there's a certain amount of God's presence that you have in you that has to be activated by manifestation. Now watch what he says. And the word, capital W, that's talking about Jesus, was made flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So in my reading, my consideration come here now to prepare you for application of these verses. We're going to go to the Message Bible. Go look at the Message Bible. My oldest son and I were talking, and he showed me that in the Message Bible. He said, Dad, I want to show you something. But in sonship manifestation, there is, I can't pick up the other word, so uncountable glory, unmeasurable glory, unmeasurable grace, unmeasurable truth. When your sonship is being manifested, glory, grace, and truth are manifested, which cause you to have days of heaven on earth in spite of what's going on. The reason nothing could affect our master, he was a son. But he was a son operating in glory, grace, and truth. Now, the scripture give us another. I'm just going to ramble with the Holy Ghost tonight. Scripture in Luke 2:40. And we'll come back to the Messenger Bible. In Luke 2:40 and Luke 2:52, I think, these two scriptures, give us a insight on how Jesus kept manifesting. There are certain things that Jesus was growing, he was maturing, but I want you to see this. The Holy Spirit caught it up, and I know he knows what he's doing. And I want reality from this thing, from each lesson. I don't want just to be preaching. I want something to happen in your life outstanding. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Now we talked about glory, grace, and truth, right? I can't hear y'all online. It said, the child grew and waxed what? Strong where? Strong in spirit. I want you to get that. Strong in spirit. Strong in spirit. When you manifesting as a son of God, you must manifest strong in spirit, not in flesh, not in religion, not in routine. Strong in spirit. John Paul teaches us about the spiritual warfare we already have won in Ephesians 6:10. He says, you just write these notes down. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's being strong in spirit. Number two, filled with wisdom. You see. Now we talk about glory, grace, and truth, but here Jesus taking us a little further. Luke taking us a little further here to see it. Filled with wisdom. We're talking about Jesus now. And the grace of God was upon him. Sonship carries that type of anointing. Sonship carries those type of privileges. And being strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God upon you, it doesn't matter how this world change. It doesn't matter who go down. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they say coming. It doesn't matter to you because you live in the days of heaven's sonship on earth. In other words, you don't have to go to heaven. Heaven come to you. Now, notice the 52nd verse because he called this in. I just got to go ahead and follow it. I can't verse 52, and Jesus, see that sonship, that's what I'm trying to get you, increased in wisdom. Your status are about to change. When we get through this revelation, your status will be changed. And notice the end of that verse. And in favor, not only with God and man. Man going to have to give you favor because of that anointing of sonship you're wearing. Now, what I'm saying, go back to the Message Bible. Now, give me the Message Bible in John 1. As we talk about John 1. Hallelujah. Because John chapter 1, give me the 12 verse, and we'll go down 12, 13, 14, because I want you to see something here. Because when you manifest sonship, listen to me closely, you eradicate racism. In Genesis, God didn't say, let us make colored man, let us make white man, let us make Chinese. God said, let us make man in our image.
Yes.
So revelation eradicate ignorance. As you walk in your sonship, if you walk up on somebody ignorant, don't let that ignorance take you over. Keep walking. All right. Now, what? So that's just John 1. What you had, John? I got to find it in. They didn't want him, but whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made to be their true self and child of God self. These are the God begotten. Give me the next verse now. That's what my oldest son and I, go back where you were. That's where we were. And go back to the next one. Not blood, not, you were there already. Not blood begotten, not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. What? See, this sonship is not blood begotten. It's not, that's talking about, natural blood. We know it's the blood of Jesus. And not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. Let me go back over my introduction, knowing how to manifest, because I add some things to it, to your sonship. Then we'll go into point three. The Holy Spirit is ready to manifest your sonship on a daily basis. We're not talking about on Sunday now. The whole world need the sons of God to manifest and demonstrate the glory of God in their life today. Not only the glory of God, the grace of God, and the truth of God, and the wisdom of God, and the favor of God. He wants us to manifest that, all right? That God is moving in their midst right now. Say it, God is moving my midst right now. Say it. Not just being a son, but knowing how to manifest your sonship is the call for the day. And I'm going to give you two scriptures, John 1:12, Romans 8:14. I gave them to you Sunday. 8:14-16. Sonship at the end of racism. John 1:12-13, the Message Bible. Stop looking for approval. All inferior leave you tonight. You are designed by God to live days of heaven on earth. When you step off in this revelation of this sonship and you start shifting in these principles and applying them, your days, no matter what come up, you're going to have heaven around you all the time. You become heavenly minded. Yeah, you talk heavenly. You're going to be so powerful. All right. Now, we say to you, and I want to, my dad used to do this, go back over some things, and he would go over and over again. You must mature in sonship understanding now. We talked about that. Galatians 4, 4:1-7, we reveal, the Holy Ghost reveal, as long as you don't understand, you're going to be a servant, you're not going to be a son, and you're going to have worldly tutelages over you, telling you what you can't do. Man going to be directing your life instead of God. But when you mature and grow, your sonship kick in. And when your sonship kick in, your heirship kick in. I'm an heir of God, and I'm a joint heir with Christ. Romans 8 tells us that, all right? All right. Now, we went to a prayer. Number two, we must continue to pray and walk in this threefold revelation of sonship. That was Ephesians 1:17-21. We run in threefold, the calling, the inheritance, and the power. The calling of God, the inheritance of God, and the power of the resurrection. You have to walk in that in your sonship. Now, here's what the Holy Ghost want to say. Body of Christ, we got to shift. That's why as a pastor, as an apostle, as a prophet, prophetic revelation, apostolic wisdom, and pastoral overseeing going to have to come in place in all churches for the storm, the wind, the fire, the accusation, the ungodliness that is trying to sweep the world going to face the blood-bought church. All right, now, turn to Philippians 3:10. Philippians 3:10. I'm going to make a statement. I want you to record it so you can meditate over it. I may have said it Sunday, but I need to say it again. Stop letting your resurrection power slip. No, begin to walk in it on a daily basis. And we got that grand verse in Romans 8, this whole Philippians 10, but Romans 8:11, same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Don't say it just like that, but it's the same thing. It's quickening our mortal body. We stop letting your resurrection power slip. No, begin to walk in it on a daily basis. You see that? You heard that? Yep. See, Paul said that I may know him, Philippians 3:10, and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Now, we're not talking about knowing that in a Bible, just a Bible lesson. We're talking about a lifestyle. We talk about a lifestyle of living in resurrection power by the manifestation of your sonship. How many can see? See, we're not talking about a lesson here. We're talking about a lifestyle. It's talking about something you can apply. All right. Now, go to the 11th verse. The 11th verse. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, verse, keep going. Not that though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. One more verse. Go to the 14th verse. 13th verse. Go to the 13th verse. I skipped a verse. No, go to the 14th verse. Here it is now. To walk in your sonship is pressing involved. Push through the crowd. You got to push through the locked gates and the shut doors. You got to go through them. Like Jesus went, you got to walk on through them. You walk through them by revelation. You walk through them by knowing who you are. There's nothing in this world can block you. There's nothing in this world that can stop you, but you're going to have to function in your sonship. You got to get in partnership with the Holy Spirit, partnership with Jesus, and function just like Jesus functioned when he was on earth. The reason Jesus functioned like he functioned, Jesus lived days of heaven on earth to show us how to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, so you got to press. I press toward the mark. So don't ever stop pressing, because you will never get to the full manifestation of your sonship. Mm-hmm. Because it's infinitum. It don't have no ending. So it's always open to go to another level. Are you following me? All right, you got that? All right. Listen very carefully now. May the Holy Ghost breathe. Regular living will not survive during these times. You must know how to operate in a sonship love. Ephesians chapter 3. I'm going to start using Bessie now. Ephesians chapter 3. Because I don't want you to miss this. This is another prayer that the Apostle Paul gave us. Because he's putting out so much revelation, he knew they needed them two prayers. The one in Ephesians 1 and the one in Ephesians 3. Because I guess he looked on some faces. And said, man, I better do something here. Because so much revelation was coming out. All right, now, hear me. Regular living will not survive during these times. So what you say, Pastor? You must know how to operate in sonship love. All right? Now, this prayer, Ephesians 3:14. Woo! Paul said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Notice that he would grant you, according to the riches of glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. He's not talking about your spirit. He's talking about your soul. You look up in the Greek, inner man, anyway, he's going to say he's talking about the soul. So anything your soul will mess up your sonship. See, because your soul not saved. So you're going to have to constantly renew your mind, renew your soul to sonship. That's Romans 12:2. You see, your soul is not a son. Your spirit is a son. Your body is not a son. Ooh, your spirit is a son. But yeah, you see, you're born of the spirit. It's of the spirit. But you have the ability and the anointing out of your spirit to make your soul a son. Make your body a son. That's why you got in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Present your whole body and your spirit blameless to God. Your soul, you see, the sonship failure is in your mind. It's in your conscience. It's in your, the inner man I'm talking about, see? So Paul said, what can correct that is, see, God is love. So Paul said, love can correct all of your infirmities. So now he praying for them. He praying for them. Y'all heard what I said? Regular living will not survive during these times. You better hear it. You must know how to operate in sonship love. You must know that you don't need no pastor to go to your house with you holding your hand. Right. You know God for yourself. That's what I love about Word of Life. That they say fighting. Know God for yourself. Don't let fear get in on you. Don't let them shut you down. Your God is still Lord. Jesus is still Lord. Now watch this. Watch this prayer. I'm going to go and read this prayer because I got more things to say. 16th verse. That he would grant you according to the riches of glory to be strengthened with might by spirit and inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being, watch what he's saying now, sonship, being rooted and grounded in love, a son have to see to their soul being in this position. May be able to comprehend with all sentiment. Verse 18, what is the breadth? Here we go. And length, all right. And depth, all four. And height, right? Look at verse 19 now. And to know the love of Christ was past his knowledge. that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's a sonship deal, see? Now, look at it. Look at this sonship voice, verse 20. Once you get it lined up. Now unto him, a son, know this. But as a son who, or daughter, who has their soul trained to submit to the sonship, which is in their spirit and body. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, if the world don't change. Didn't say that, did it? No, it didn't say that. See, you in control, but you got to operate in your sonship. All right, I'm going on. You must function in the wisdom. I don't know if you're going to be able to take this. You must function in the wisdom when you're manifesting sonship that me and my Father are one. That wasn't just for Jesus. Jesus came to drop that off for you. Me and my Father are one. John 14, 17 through 11, you see Jesus try to explain to them, boy, they got all confused. Show us the Father. Watch this now. Show us the Father. We'll be satisfied. Jesus said, I've been with you all this time, and you don't know when you see me, you have seen the Father. You don't know me and my Father are one. You don't know the works that are being done. I'm not doing it. It's the Father in me that's doing the work. Now, your sonship, John 14, 7 to 11, is a snapshot of your sonship. You have the right to say, me and my Father is one. You have the right to say, when you're seeing me, you're seeing the Father. Your sonship is the same as the sonship of Jesus. Jesus is not only your Lord, he's your elder brother. And you have the power. Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit. He depended, he was filled with the Spirit. He depended on wisdom. That's why he was so powerful. You can do the same thing. Moral relationships must excel during these times. Moral, your moral. You can't mess around with everybody. You got to keep your moral. Look at Romans 8. Look at Romans 8. I'm gonna show you that. Romans 8. Y'all still out there? You're going home, homie. What a number? Put the number up there. How many here? I'm gonna make sure they ain't going home, homie. Romans. That's the only thing I can do. Go over the technology right now. Now watch what I'm going to read here. Moral relationship must excel during these times. The husband had to be moral. The wife had to be moral. The son had to be moral. The daughter had to be moral. Everybody had to be moral. Everybody had to watch what they're doing because they're out there to trap you. Well, here's where the love of God, Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That's a question, isn't it? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Another question. As it's written, for thy sake we'll kill all the day long. We'll count it as sheep for the slaughter. Look at verse 37. Well, you can change like you want. Look at verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Sonship conquering. Look at the next verse. The news media want you to think they're God. But look at verse 38. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, no thing present, no thing to come, no height, no depth, nor any other creature, no matter what happened, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's sonship, man. That's sonship. Take care of your morals. Ask the Holy Spirit to clean you up. You stay clean. Look at these things. Write in your note Romans 8, 14 through 17. And you Romans 8, 14 through 17, I'm going to name some things. Adopted, I'm adopted. Sonship, heirship, more than a conqueror. I'm able to walk in the Abba Father connection. The word Abba, A-B-B-E, means daddy, daddy. He's my daddy. He rules. He reigns. Nobody's knowing him. I feel his presence now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This sonship, listen very carefully, is knowing how to live from within. Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. There's no condemnation. Them in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, sonship is in the Spirit. So that's why Romans 8, 14, you got as many as led by the Spirit, they're the Son of God. Not just received, but they got to be led. Why I got to be led? Because I got two part of me will act a jack. Two part of me, Satan will attack. I got to know how to make them all do 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Sanctify my spirit, soul, and body. I got something to do with that. Are you following me? And so I make my body walk in sonship. I make my soul, my mind, my conscience, my imagination, my emotion walk in sonship out of my spirit as I yield to the Holy Spirit. All right. This sonship is knowing how to live from within. The second verse, Romans 8, 2, look at that. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, the law of sin and death can operate through my soul. It can operate through my body. But if I got the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus functioning strong enough with revelation, with insight, with illumination, with inspiration, then I can cause the law of sin and death with trying to take my soul and take my body to shut down. Actually, I don't know if y'all can handle this. When you are operating in revelation knowledge and you're operating in the things of God, it makes you a God to your soul. You become a God to your body. Because the word is in your spirit and now it's flowing. And it make you think like God, act like God, be like God, know like God. That's the way it got to be. So it got to be from within. I'll give you another. There's two verses I gave you about the sonship, how Jesus manifests his sonship. And two verses I gave you, Luke 2:40 and 52. A lot of information. Y'all got to pray. When I preach, y'all got to go over it over and over again, because it's a lot of stuff that the Lord wants us to have. Now, we're talking about knowing how to manifest your sonship. Turn to John 5:39. Searching scriptures must be understood properly. Searching scriptures. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. You see what I'm saying? So search, when you're searching the scripture, you're going to have to do it properly. You're going to have to do it from within. You're going to have the right teaching. You're going to have the right anointing, the right leading. All right. Sonship is a spiritual birth. And it operates from the spirit realm and is released in life on earth. John 3:6. Want me to get that again? Sonship is a spiritual birth. And it operates from the spirit realm. And is released in life on earth. I better turn, because I'll be getting back there. I get the yearning and trying to keep up back there. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So you had to take what's born of the spirit and determine what's going to be born of the flesh. Come on. Are you hearing me? I mean, I'm preparing you for the time. These times, you're not going to get back with your little Bible with the little yellow mark and the little red mark. You're going to have to be marked on the inside, baby. Uh-huh. So reading the Bible, praying, pray, worship, all going to have to be done properly from within. Oh, my. Every deceived Christian is the way they are because they don't understand their makeup. Therefore, not knowing how to function in it. That's Romans 12, 1 through 3. That's what Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your body, living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which you reason to serve. Be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable, perfect will of God. See. Deceive Christian. Christians are deceived and defending themselves from the outside. Because you can't defend wrong from the inside. All right. Manifesting your sonship. Watch this. How to manifest your sonship. To be led, you must be fed. Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone. But every word that come out of God's mouth on Sunday. No, it said a preceded word. You got to keep the word flowing. Are you following me?
Yep.
And then there's a vast responsibility right up here where I am. And you find that responsibility. In Acts 20, 28 through 32, the flock got to be fed, baby. Take heed of yourself to all the flock, which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Feed the church of God, which he purchased with his blood. That's what I'm doing now. I'm feeding you. If you go over this, you're gonna see some things. Then also I want you to write John 21, 15 through 16, because he kept telling Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. You got to be fed to be a son. You got to be fed to be led. If you're not fed properly, see, I'm feeding you now. I'm feeding you. I'm not feeling you. I'm feeding you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking you into a feeling. No, you need a feeding now. You don't need no feeling. You get a feeling later. Jesus teaches us how he was manifested as a son and how we can manifest. Goodness. Spiritual sonship. Child of God. Heir of God. Adoption. Heir by Father. Liberty. Mind of the Spirit. Will of God. Love of God. Calling. Purpose of God. Therefore, I am. Turn to Romans 8, 37. I'm going to read that again. And I want you to see Romans 8, 37 after I finish saying it. Spiritual sonship, child of God, heir of God, adoption, heir by Father, liberty, mind of the Spirit, will of God, love of God, calling, purpose of God. Therefore, I am then more than a conqueror. Then all these things, or what? Whatever coming up. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I don't know if I can say it now. I was going to hold up. First Corinthians, before I give this point, I'm going to read three scriptures. 1 Corinthians 2:9. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man, the things that God had prepared for them that love him. Them that love him. Sonship have a profound love for God. Okay. The other verse that I want you to have is Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God. Watch this now. This is all in your sonship. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no shadow of turning. Now watch what I said now. With those three verses, you're going to go back over it yourself. Presence. There's a certain presence that you have in sonship. Position. Potential. Provision. Protection. Power. And promotion has come through your sonship. Let me give it to you again. Now you got the three scriptures. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Romans 8:28. James 1:17, you got it? Now listen to what I'm saying. But I'm giving you a point on sonship manifestation. You go into a certain present, position, potential, provision, protection, power, and promotion has come through your sonship. That's why I got to get you. Got to get you where you walk in his presence. You walk in your position as a son of God. You walk in your potential. You walk in your provision. So economy, various disease attack, sonship enable you to walk through it. Mm-hmm. Now this was a twister to me here. But 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're in the day of judgment. I know some great theologian going to come and say, you know, you're talking about judgment day, but judgment day, yeah. Because, thank you, Lord. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have what? Boldness in the day of judgment. Why? How can we have boldness? Because as he is, so are we in this world. So are we not in heaven, this world. And so the revelation that the Holy Ghost has been trying to give us and open up for us is to put us in that position. Judgment coming. All the changes you see in the world is judgment. Disrespecting God and doing all kind of stuff and slinging it in God's face. And he just said, then look at him because you know they can't handle it. So now he got them. They don't know what to do. Everybody got a mask on. From the president to the man who cleaned the outhouse. Everybody wearing a mask. Living in the future by living in present and present. P-R-E-S-E-N-T and P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E of your sonship. Living in the present and presence of your sonship. Now there's some things that happen there. Relationship take on. Sonship, heirship, ownership, partnership, and friendship. The divine platform or the divine foundation Your sonship manifests from is grace and truth. It is the cross of Christ who made sonship possible. A son died to make some. That platform, that divine platform of grace and truth is told us in John 1, 13 through 14. I'm going to close in a minute now. You can take so much. Sonship manifestation is not automatic. Watch. It has to be accessed, activated, and appreciated. Sonship. I live as a son. Sonship make you greater than success. When you're greater than success, success has to bow to you. You don't have to go look for it. It comes look for you. But when you walk in your sonship, you got your ownership, you got your partnership, you got your friendship, you're in tune with God Almighty. Oh, my goodness. Sonship manifestation is not automatic. It has to be accessed, activated, and appreciated. And look what I got here now. The days of making fun of the church are over. The church about to come out now. Yeah, see, the 2 out of 12 about to come out. And then the whole army scared of Goliath. David got to come out. You see what I'm saying? See, God got a remnant. See, you're part of that remnant. Those of you who tune in, you're part of that remnant. So that's why you have to take these lessons so your sonship can manifest. See, here's the game. Satan wants you to be a servant by law. But Jesus said you're a son by spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 2 and verse 14. See. Sonship is living in kingdom overflow of love being manifested daily. You're back to Ephesians 3. Your sonship must wear the I am anointed. Galatians 2:20. John 11:25. I don't have time to go to all the scriptures. So much. Your sonship must wear the I am anointing. Moses said, you said to me, the Pharaoh, you know, what? Who? What do I say to Pharaoh? You tell him, I am, that I am sent you. That's what sonship says. Wherever you go tomorrow, recognize that I am with you. Where the I am anointing, I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Real sonship is days of heaven on earth. First Corinthians 2:9-10, Romans 8:28. Listen, children, let me find out. Listen to me. I have 1 minute for my hour. Listen to me. Listen. The reason you have to manifest your sonship, the normal, and it's plural, the next word, the normal pattern was not working these days we're living in now. The normal pattern will not work. You're going to go crazy, or you're going to get sick, or you're going to be worried about, because you're going to be talking about all this, talking about cutting money out, they're going to be talking about cutting a hospital out, they're going to cut politics out, they're going to cut a whole lot of things going to be cut out. Remember I told you. Acts 17:28. Hallelujah. Acts 17:28. In him. I live, I move, and have my being. I'm his offspring. And you have to know it is in the spirit, all right? Put down Philippians 2:15 as another insight. Teach it to your children on sonship. Already revealed it to you, but I'm going to make a statement, and I want you to write it down. How to live in sonship favor. How to live. And Jesus revealed it there in Luke 2:40 and 2:52. How to live in sonship grace, sonship favor. Y'all look overloaded. What the fruits of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit has to do with sonship. The fruit of sonship, you must be a fruit bearer. Galatians 5:22, you know, you talk about the fruit of the Spirit. Son got to bear fruit. But you must always remember, my brothers and sisters, fruit comes from the root. Don't just look at the limbs, go deeper. 1 Corinthians 2:10 says, the Spirit revealed the deep things of God to you. Go down to the root of the situation. Stop looking at these little branches out there they're putting out there. That's all they can put out there. They're demonical branches telling about what's going to happen and this ain't going to happen. Just go on down. Let the Spirit take you down. And then I have what happened when the sons start yielding to their father's gifts. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. Let me close here. The gift of sonship, you must flow in the gifts of the Spirit as gifts, as ministration, operation, 1 Corinthians 12, and then the Trinity is in the gift. That there's the Spirit, the Lord, and God are in the gift. And the scripture says the gift is given to every man to profit withal. Not fail, not be in a famine, profit withal. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you got those revelation gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirit. You got the power gift. Gifts of healing, working of miracle, special faith. You got the vocal gift, divers prophecy, divers kind of tongue and interpretation. Not nine gifts. How many fruits you got? Eight or nine fruits too, I think. But as a son, you got to bear fruit and you got to operate in the gift of the Spirit. I went over my in other teaching. I'll do more about them. There's a lot of stuff there. But just don't be stupid. Stop being stubborn. And let the Holy Spirit take you further and further as a son, as a daughter of God. It's time to manifest. As a pastor, I need you to manifest. And those who connected to my ministry, those online, those who following behind, this threefold vision, changing the lives of people with the word of God, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world, the home of Covenant One. You'll hear in a few moments that over 5,000 people in so many short time have got born again. Every member here, I want you to continue, go back over my old notes from my teaching and continue to stand firm in your covenant relationship with God. Nobody can move that covenant. No contract. I don't care who signed it. I don't care how they vote. When you're in covenant with God, you don't need Saul armor. David said, I can't use this. David would have got killed if he went out there with the armor on. Because he was dependent on man. See? So the Spirit told David, said, no, don't take that. He put it on. Don't take that. I want you to go out there in your infirmities. so I can reveal that you're mine. Same way with you, so all is well. All is well. A lot of teaching, boy.